The East Baltimore Midway neighborhood is one of several that surround Greenmount Cemetery. It was also part of the turf claimed by a subset of the Black Guerrilla family, known as the Greenmount Regime. State's Attorney Greg Bernstein and Police Commissioner Anthony Batts chose part of that turf, Munn Park at Greenmount Avenue and East 24th Street, to announce the indictments and arrests of 48 members and associates of the gang. Bernstein said they had a good reason.
BGF would hold their meetings where we are standing.
The majority of the 48 defendants are charged with taking part in a gang conspiracy. Seven are facing first-degree murder charges for allegedly killing eight victims. Five are facing charges for alleged non-fatal shootings. Some also are facing drug charges. The indictments are not related to the Black Guerrilla family scandal that rocked the city detention center over the summer, but for crimes that occurred between 2005 and this year. Batts said the crimes are not random acts, but part of a larger struggle going on in the community.
That struggle is the Black Guerrilla family versus the Crips, the Bloods, DMI, which is Dead Man Incorporated, on the opposite side.
He added that to stem the tide of violence, we must cut the hearts out of the gangs.
We can't make it with small arrests. We have to have strong cases, which is where State's Attorney Bernstein and his staff have stepped up. We have to make strong cases that cuts the heart out of them, and that's what we will continue to do.
Batts said he went to Bernstein and officials at the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms with his plan to go after the gangs after a spike of violence over the summer.
What I wanted to bring to the table was strategies that I am familiar with, strategies that have worked for me before with dealing with gang members.
The result was the announcement yesterday of a grand jury indictment handed down against 48 members or associates of the gang following a three-month investigation. The Greenmount Regime started as the Young Guerrilla family in 2005, using violence to establish their turf and control. Bernstein said the gang's victims included rival drug dealers, rival gangs, their own members who violated their code or who were accused of helping police, as well as witnesses to their crime. He said the Greenmount Regime officially became a subset of the BGF after a 2007 meeting with Naeem King, a high-ranking member of the Baltimore BGF. Responding to a question about the frustration of residents who see repeat offenders back on the streets, Bernstein said that the indictments represent a historical case.
We're looking back 5 or 6 years at a number of these individuals who committed these violent acts. And so our hope is, by successfully prosecuting them, we'll avoid the revolving door that you're talking about.
Batts said identified gang members known for terrorizing neighborhoods should face mandatory sentences. He said he will be pushing for that at the state level. I'm Kenneth Burns, reporting from East Baltimore for 88.1 WIPR.